The penalty for the guilty, and for those harboring his evil, is death!
What's got into this creature? Now, what were you talking about, you stupid man? Listen.
No. You listen, you stupid man. Prime Minister, sir. The Master has been using us. We're an experiment. He's been faking all these invasions and tricking me into filming them like they're real.
Well, of course he has. The Master made that deal with Robert Arthur Talbot Gascoigne Cecil, the Marquis of Salisbury. Took him to the end of the Second World War. The slow collapse of the Empire. He couldn't stop it, old Cecil. But he could start the rebuilding before it was destroyed. He was one of ours, I think. Such a man of vision. And it's led to the longest-running bipartisan collusion since.
But why? Why have you done it? For the Third British Empire? It won't work.
We can still salvage it, Sterling. A man of your intelligence. We had you down to rule Australia and New Zealand. Those bloody Kiwis need to learn respect for their motherland.
It won't work because it's too late. You're right, Prime Minister. I went all around the world, but I never remembered until yesterday. Now I remember seeing the subjugation, the segregation, and the division of poverty and wealth. Those countries are still fixing it, but they never learned to fix it until after the Empire fell. The Empire belongs in the past.
Trust a historian to know nothing about politics.
And trust a politician to rewrite history.
Oh, more of you lot. Now what's going on? What steps are being taken to get those trainees back in here? Some of them are due in India tomorrow, you know.
You two will come with me, Kaldash. Tend to our disturbed clutchmate. Yes, sir. You're still eating. Why won't you stop eating?
What's he talking about? Oh, let go of me.
I tried to tell him. I'm so sorry.
Your honour is noted, but time is short. Hold on.
How did you do that? The security system. I thought you couldn't bring back anyone extra.
The system has been modified.
Sizzler, you're a... No. No, you're not okay. What happened to you?
This apparatus now sustains me, but it also allows me to control the ship's internal systems directly.
He looks all right to me. Is this one of their babies?
His tentacles have been shrunk.
The Master had to persuade the human women to go along with his plan, but she could not be damaged. We, however, seem somewhat more expendable.
Human woman? Marty?
Marty is her name, yes.
Take me to her.
Prime Minister of Great Britain, my name is Gabriel Sizzler. With the Master now on trial by my people, you and I have the power to save a selection of the population below. It will soon be destroyed. You must help me decide who will survive.
Is there a map I can look up here? Excellent! Set course for Westminster!
Am I to take it that this is a trial?
Of course. All our demands that you be put on trial for retribution of your crimes.
I see.
What are you doing?
Shut up. Then, if I assume you are the judge...
I am.
And you, with the portentous black hat, are the prosecutor, counsel?
I am.
Then where is our defense counsel? I take it that there is no defense counsel? Then how can this be a trial?
We are confident that we will have a candidate soon.
Your Honor, the fact that no one is willing to put themselves forward to defend this dishonorable scum should be taken into account as support for the prosecution.
Indeed, my learned colleague makes a good point. I therefore propose to act as defense counsel for myself, for the planet below, and for this unfortunate wretch. Will you get up?
Something's wrong.
Oh, I'm so glad you've picked up on that at last.
You may defend yourself. However, we must first find suitable attire for you. My briefing indicates that on this planet, you would be described as looking like you had been pulled backwards through well-maintained topology. Do you have a sailor?
No, I think mine went missing quite a while ago, looking at this shirt. I did know somewhere once. Let's see if I can find the card. Ignore him. He just wants attention. Ah, yes, here we are.
Are you well? Your measurements are now. You will wait here whilst we prepare your briefs.
I think you mean brogues. At least I hope he means brogues. Oh, they're gone. You can lay off the sick prisoner act.
What is happening to me?
What indeed? There's no way you should have burned through the energy all that quickly. Unless you were keeping her alive.
I think that would be a most satisfactory arrangement, Mr. Sizzlar.
Thank God you found me. He's not the protector at all, he's a monster. And you know, these orange fellas aren't that bad.
We have planets of fondness for humans as well.
Sizzler, Marty's all right.
You are, aren't you? The poor creature the master tortured to...
To ensure your cooperation. Yes, I am Gabriel Sizzler.
I wish you didn't have to suffer for me, Gabriel.
He has tortured me for decades, Marty. This time we were able to fight thanks to you and Tom. Now your planet is to be destroyed. The Prime Minister has ensured that the best of you will survive.
You? You don't even know what best means.
As the only elected representative on this ship, I have been tasked with an awful duty. An awful duty which I will carry out with the greatest solemnity. This duty has made clear to me by my new brave friend Sizzlar of the Confederacy.
Sizzlar, what is he talking about?
I have set course for Westminster. The Jelmari central ship above us will not allow any creatures to survive on the planet below. So we must rescue the best specimens of humanity in order to restart the species elsewhere.
Your people are going to wipe all life from this planet, and you're choosing the politicians to survive? We need the doctor.
He's clearly a prisoner of this hostile alien force. Our actions will ensure that his role as decoy will not be wasted.
Decoy? Our actions will ensure that we get him back now. He is the only man who can save everyone, and not just his own kind.
I am your Prime Minister. You will obey my instructions.
I haven't voted for you in almost 60 years. More to the point. Sizzler, the Jelmari recognise Oxford as a closed system, right? An offshoot from the United Kingdom with its own local, and indeed temporal laws?
This is true.
In that case, who is the highest ranking official here? In terms of experience and recognition by the Oxford University system?
According to the computer board, that would be Professor Martina Gordon.
Marty, what should we do?
We need the doctor and the master. I want to see him again.
Before my opening statements, I would firstly like to acknowledge the generosity of the court. Whilst I did not expect to be wearing a striped Nehru suit with a plain Prince of Wales cutaway collared shirt, over the top of a surprisingly coordinated t-shirt. It certainly beats all that wool and velvet. I was beginning to feel like a sheep shearing station.
Yes! Council! The Defence Council, hereafter known to the court as the Doctor, has waived the need to read the charges again. You will share with the court the evidence.
Agreed! 16 generations ago, the Master, an agent of the planet Garfe, hired a generational Jomari Security and Engineering Corps. He proposed to use the Jomari, along with our perception filters, to police and manage a eugenics experiment on the planet below, known in our records as Lost 3.
Your Honor, this was not conjectured as an experiment. The Master has used your forces and the natives below to breed a cohort of humans to take over the nations of the world in his name. A quiet takeover by manufactured humans assisted by fake humans, arising from a parody of an iconic institution.
No biometric reading registers you as truthful, but your skin has not changed pigment. You should consult your medical practitioner. Continue, Cutter.
An agreement stipulated that the Master should keep only the cutlings needed to maintain his force over the 1,500 years of contracted time estimated to complete the aforementioned experiments. The remaining cutlings were to be returned to us on Jalimar, but the children never arrived. I call the Master to the stand to justify his actions.
I do not recognize the influence of this court. But as I have nothing better to do...
Your responses will be measured by truth assessors in this room. Deceit is impossible. What became of our cutlings?
It was part of our agreement that the Jalmari troops would help to, quote, develop and sustain, unquote, the segmented population. That order supersedes all other clauses and instructions. This the cutlings have done.
You cannot argue that this extends to eating our children!
You may protest, but those were the terms of the contract.
Objection, Your Honor!
Doctor, we believe in the openness of communication. You may speak whenever you please, if you do not interrupt another member of the court.
Oh. Well, in that case, I would ask the court why. If the crime has been committed by the Master, and he has just admitted as such, that the hundreds of millions of life forms below us should be faced with destruction, simply because they have had the misfortune to live on the same planet as him. Believe me, even sharing a flat with this man is not something a single sapient being would do, having known him.
Under the terms of the agreement, and we quote, the approval of the electric representative of the experiment's location, Robert Arthur Talbot Gascoigne Cecil, the Marquis of Salisbury, highlights that the location holder will be equally responsible for the treatment and usage of the corpse, unquote.
But the people below have no awareness of who they are, what their part in all this has been. They didn't know they were eating your clutchlings.
Would they have stopped if they did know? We know that they consume the flesh of what they consider to be lesser creatures.
Had they known that this food was actually an intelligent, noble, honorable, gorgeous life form, yes, I believe they would have stopped. Punish the Master by all means. He's the fly in the ointment that keeps buzzing even though it should by rights be drowned by now. But how can your honor reconcile the deaths 6 billion people who had no idea of this terrible injustice against you?
An interesting point. What say you, Council?
The contract was agreed by a representative of this planet.
Over a century ago. Review the history of this planet to see how ridiculous that is as a judgment.
There have been over 30 charges in government since the time of Robert Carlton Charles Gascoigne Cecil, the Marquis of Salisbury. Move to adjust the charges.
Consider your words well.
What are you doing?
Oh, just the usual. Saving the world. I hope. Just the usual.
Saving the world.
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 Just the usual, saving the world.
Where is the machine?
It has gone!
It makes no matter. We have weapons.
The prosecution moves to retain the master in custody and release the doctor, who has satisfied that he is indeed a victim of circumstance.
My employer will not like this breach of contract. We will see you in a real court.
Feel free to take Prime Minister Cartwright as well. Nastier piece of work than Attila the Hun's second nephew once removed. Left his uncle in the dust, you know. And he would cheat at cards.
When its flowers will be spared, although as a compromise, to eliminate the infrastructure used to commit this outrage against the Gelmali Confederacy, the city of Oxford will be destroyed.
Destroy Oxford?
One ground. All parties must agree to the new charges. The alternative is the permanent reinstatement of the old charges, with no further charges.
Well, then I suppose I agree. Under protest...
The master may step down and rejoin the defense council. Then, if there are no further suspicions or objections...
My TARDIS!
Doctor, do not interrupt.
My apologies. Please, continue.
In that case, I can pass judgment. The scale...
Oh, I'm so sorry, old girl.
But the matter...
That must have scared you terribly falling through the time vent and my changing
nitrogen, stunning, and thinner.
All the same, you didn't have to spit me out in the upper atmosphere. I mean, really. But I guess I'll stay mad at you. And listen, there's a whole new universe
here.
It sounds a little bit sinister, like a red-haired girl with a hammer inside, but...
We're up to hooray!
Oh, sorry. Is this over with now? Because I can go, yes? Because, you know, I've got some friends on the ground I'm still a bit worried about. When's this bomb being deployed, anyway?
15 minutes.
What? There are over 150,000 people down there. You need to give them time to evacuate.
15 minutes has been calculated as an ample amount of time for a reasonable population of that size to evacuate.
A reasonable population? Oh, for the love of... Right, that's my job too then, I suppose. Goodbye, noble Gelmari, and goodbye, master. I hope that we don't...
You're taking me with you.
Oh, very clever, Doctor. Convince us that you are working separately, and then pretend to be the master's prisoner to escape the justice for both of you.
You know what, Council? I've just decided I don't like you.
Who need to start accepting that you are going to lose sometimes? Or is that just what you want me to think? I'm getting too full. You don't have to come. I'm just keeping you informed of what's happening. If you prefer, we can just meet at home. Deployed and serenity.
You're just determined to keep up the corruption perpetuated by your predecessors. But at the expense of the whole world?
The world is about to be destroyed. That is an indelible fact. This tragedy does not have to be an end to the way of life which you and I have defended all these years, Sterling.
I will not preserve your rotten, underhanded... Ooh, hang on, isn't that...
Mr. TARDIS, he's coming back for me.
Oh, get off me, you pathetic pensioner.
Doctor!
Oh, Tom, I am glad to see you. Ah, guard. I do hope you're on our side. Restrain this geriatric, would you?
With pleasure.
Release him. Release him at once. Master, we need you to get us out of this situation.
Oh, look at him. He couldn't get out of a bingo hall where the jackpot never goes off, but it can't legally be rigged. Not that anyone's checked. Now, we have 14 minutes to evacuate the whole of Oxford. How many teleport bracelets do we have?
That will not be needed, Doctor.
Sizzler! Am I glad to see... Oh, Sizzler. Don't worry, I am not going to let him get away with this. What's the plan?
I have isolated the teleportation imprimatur. One person wearing the bracelet can pass it on to anyone they touch. However, I can only teleport one at a time, even with my direct linkage.
Well, we'll see about that. Tom, get 2 teleport bracelets, one for yourself, one for the Prime Minister. Marty, delighted to meet you properly. Keep the mace put away, thank you. Stand by that panel and follow my instructions. Well, come on, move! It's not the end of the world!
I knew you'd be back.
And I knew you'd be coping admirably, like a noble sea captain on
Doctor.
Yes, quite right. To work!
We're down and safe, Doctor.
Excellent. You understand what you have to do?
Yes. Anyone we touch will be tagged with the teleport data, and then you and Sizzler can lock on and get them out of here.
We have to touch people?
You've got it, Tom. You've also only got 10 minutes. Now, reach out and touch somebody. Good luck.
We don't really have to do this, do we? This is a £3,000 suit. I've already been moving around too much.
Come on. Every voter saved is 10 votes in the next election.
Is there any more of that fried squid?
If I don't assassinate you first.
Excellent, Martin. Just keep an eye on that display. Every time we get up to 20, oh, even more is fine, send them through the buffer to me.
Got it, Doctor.
Sizzler, you just keep those power conduits dedicated.
Oh, this is pointless. You'll never get all of them.
Maybe I won't, but at least I've tried.
And dear Tom, do you often send your friends to die rather than go yourself?
Only when they know why they're dying. In this case, he's dying for you. And if he does, I'll never forgive any of us. Oh, excellent, Marty. Keep sending them through. That's 400 so far.
At this range, the blast will catch us as well.
Don't listen to him. We're outside the barrier.
The Justice Ship removed the barrier on their arrival.
But that's a nitrogen stripper device. Those duplicitous dogmatists. Drain away the nitrogen, you're left with almost entirely oxygen, and once that's compressed, everyone down on the ground will simply pass out. And the slightest spark will set anything on fire!
Doctor, I've just sent through another 50.
Aren't you listening? The air is going to practically burn! If only I had the TARDIS. Oh, right! I forgot you came back. Don't look at me like that. It's not my fault. There's a lot going on. Sizzler, set up a data link with the TARDIS and... Ooh! She zapped me. The TARDIS zapped me! She must have flown through thousands of light years in seconds to build up that sort of charge.
Doctor, if you leave, who will operate the teleport?
Well, there's only one man for the job.
Don't waste your breath on me, Doctor. I'm not blinded by your pathetic altruism.
They're your people down there. You've guided them, helped them. Do it again! Save their lives!
I created them out of the scrapings of the dregs of a rotten barrel of a gene pool. It's a shame for the work to go to waste, but life, no. There's nothing alive in that town that is of any kind.
Oh yes, of course. Quite right. After all, what does that parasite know about real life anyway? You, safe and sound, high above, picking them off as you need them. But you never face life because you never face death. They're facing that now, and that alone qualifies them for life above you.
Oh, the sanctimony. Very well, little Doctor, I will get to work. But I want something in return. Let's see if you really will tell people just what is at stake.
Just let me touch you, and you can be saved.
Yes, because that won't scare anyone. Oh, I need to rest. I can't breathe.
The Jomari are stripping the nitrogen out of the air. You're starting to suffer from oxygen poisoning, so get in.
But the touching and the teleporting.
All done much more efficiently in here. Now get in.
More efficiently? In a box?
Flying box. Now get in. Right, now we've got about 5 minutes left. We've got to supercharge this entire process. Tom, you stand here and put your hands here.
Oh, this is much nicer than the Master's one.
Thank you. So few people notice the subtle intricacies of differing temporal... 4 minutes. Prime Minister Cartwright, stand here, hands there, and left foot here.
What are we doing?
Sending the Imprimatur through the TARDIS's teleport circuits. Are you there? Is the data link working?
Working perfectly. You'd better work fast.
Right.
His voice. He's not an old man anymore.
Not now, Tom.
But that means...
I gave her a choice. Tom, she chose to save all those people, just like you did, and I promise that we are going back for her.
I don't understand why we're bothering. Saving a bunch of illegal aliens and artificially grown, artificially voting clones.
We're not clones, and we're more human than you'll ever be. Do it, Doctor!
Locking onto human life signs, keying telepathic circuits to the Imprimatur, boosting psychic resonance emitters.
I say, is this gonna hurt?
Oh, considerably.
Good. Oh, my head. What happened?
I don't know. But last time one of my cabinet woke up in a field of flowers, we had to get the funnel extracted before the Daily Communique got wind of it.
But look around you. Everyone's here. We did it! But where's the Doctor?
I think he's still up there.
That's the TARDIS. That must be Sizzler's ship. They've got the bomb between them!
And it's less than a minute until detonation. What are they doing up there?
We've got to maintain the stasis field. It's far too sensitive to move. Has the judgment ship withdrawn?
Yes, Doctor. All other Jampari forces and the clutch have been taken up. All those recognized by the genetic scan.
Good. You realize, of course, that your ship won't survive this blast. Mine might.
You have freed my people, Doctor. We will share this burden together.
Your honor does you credit, Sizzler. However, I think one torturous death is enough for your conscience. Go with your people, Gabriel Sizzler.
You will not be forgotten, Doctor.
Sorry about this, old girl. Thanks for coming back for me, though. Couldn't have done any of this without you, and I hope you won't be too angry with me for that. Goodbye and good luck, Tom.
It's gone. Oxford's gone. The Bodleian Library, the Ashmolean, the Turf Tavern on Bath Place. Bath Place? It's all gone.
And the alien ship?
That's gone too. You can look now.
Very good. Now, Professor Stirling, I'm sure we can come to some agreement regarding your discretion in this matter. I'm sure you can see that it wouldn't do for the nation's security, or your own, for the full extent of these events to become publicly known.
Publicly known? Look around you. There are about 150,000 people to relocate, Prime Minister. I think one or two of them might remember the giant orange octopuses.
Mind you, the terrorists who destroyed Oxford could easily have spiked the refreshments with hallucinogenic drugs. But you're right. I can't be sure that they won't talk. But I can be sure that you won't. If you want them to survive, of course.
Oh, you can't be serious. You're alone here. It would take me minutes to convince just a handful of these people to kill you. When it comes down to it, however, that's the difference between you and me. Not our jobs, not how we were born, just the fact that even though you're less than human, I never would. Can't speak for him, though.
I can.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Professor Stirling. Prime Minister, I deeply apologise for the setback to our plans. I just had to pop back to the library and retrieve my TARDIS. It will be difficult to regain control of all the graduates, but as you can see...
We are ready. We obey.
I can control a small portion with a single thought. I will, of course, work for expenses only whilst we re-establish our schedule.
Your choice, Stirling. A life of luxury, being part of the greatest empire, reborn, or death at the hands of your students. The ultimate in customer feedback.
I...
The Doctor will...
The Doctor is dead. He took the bomb into his TARDIS. He sacrificed himself. And for what? To delay us for 6 months. A noble effort. And all it did was make sure our base planet still exists. So serve us. You can still be the head of our graduates.
I will never serve you again.
Oh, shame. You're fired. Class, destroy him.
We obey.
Now there's got to be... You can't just... Doctor? Doctor!
Oh, that's a better set of lungs than a megalithian elephant. Now out of the way, Tom. I'm buzzing.
How did you survive? What are you doing? Get away from me!
A high electrical environment in a pure oxygen atmosphere is a very bad idea. Thankfully, my TARDIS appears rather to like me, so it converted the energy into something a little more useful. Let's see if your TARDIS is as resourceful. Just one touch. I'd get in there if I were you. A pure histronic surge plays havoc with the astrogation systems. I landed on 7 different Jovian satellites before I could get back here. And that's just the start.
I'll be back, Doctor. This is not the end for us.
Depend on it.
But, Doctor!
Excuse me, Prime Minister.
He's gone.
Doctor?
Yes, he's gone, Cartwright. And you have a chance to run this country properly for the first time in over a century. Take that chance.
Is that a threat?
No. This is the threat. I am here to stay, and I will be checking up on you. You see what I can do to the most advanced plans of the conquest, and the machines of war which drive them. If you don't take this chance that you have been given, I will know. Change for the better, Cartwright, or you will be for the worse.
Doctor, the Master was young again. Marty's still in there.
Oh, Battenberg! Don't say that. I hate forgetting things. Right, into the TARDIS. Hopefully we can track him.
In a second. There's something I have to do first. I've got a message for you too, Prime Minister. Keep them safe.
Normally, I would desperately disapprove of any sort of punching. But in his case, I'll make an exception. Come on, inside.
Aren't you the Prime Minister?
What? Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, what happened? We can't figure it out. Why went to the sea? What are we going to do? Where's the Protector?
He's gone. For now. Listen to me, all of you. You will have to follow me. I will get you out of this. After all, that's what I'm here for, isn't it?
But it's changed!
Well, of course it's changed! There was an explosion in here, you know.
That was quick.
7 moons of Jupiter. I was on fire for the first 2. Good thing for me that Callisto still has a predominantly flame-retardant atmosphere. Ooh, this one's new.
Are we catching up to them?
It's a bit hard to tell. Look at this screen. His systems are making him jump the time traps. I'm pretty sure he's just hit the 18th century, though.
The 18th? This is a time machine as well.
Of course it's a time machine as well.
But we could end up any place, any time.
I know. Welcome aboard, Tom.
Oh my goodness.